Lord does send people to us when we need them. And thank you very much, Jared. I don't know if Matt Thompson steered you this way or not, but I appreciate Matt's family, and I wish you well as you begin the school year in Montgomery County. Dutch has been teaching a Bible class, and he'd been referring occasionally, well, several times lately, to the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And let's read a couple of verses there and then go to the book of Isaiah. But in Revelation chapter 22, verses 16 and 17, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, let him who thirsts come, and whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. You know, when Jesus was on the earth, they would question him. And certainly when he would tell them that he had an existence before even Abraham, that was just astonishing to them. And yet he is the root of David. He was before David, and yet he is the offspring of David. He is the descendant of David, at least according to the flesh. And the bride and the spirit say, come. There is this invitation that has been extended from really the very beginning, as we read in the Bible, about those who were truly, truly seeking what was best, what God had to offer. The bride and the spirit pleading. Some have thought that the bride and the spirit are imploring Jesus to come. Lord, come quickly. We read that in the scriptures, that there were those individuals who would plead for the Lord's coming. And indeed, it seems that the early church, many of them expected the coming, his coming in their lifetime. But his coming is not according to our planning, but the Heavenly Father's planning. And then the bride and the spirit, or the church and the spirit, the Holy Spirit imploring through the words of life, come, pleading to come to Jesus. I want to look in Isaiah 55 with you just for a few moments to think about these words from long ago. And this was the Lord's invitation a long time ago. Isaiah 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. And in verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And then skipping down to verses 8 through 11. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and does not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that there may be seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be that which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And you shall go away with joy and be led by peace. That's what the Word of God can accomplish. He says that it will accomplish my purpose, my intention. And therefore, we are always told that we profit when we read God's Word. If you have a set time of the day, if you have a certain book that you read, a portion of Scripture, meditate upon it, it prospers you. It has the ability to calm you down sometimes in times of trouble. It has the ability to bring about joy, that you can be reassured. We sing that song as we did tonight, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. That is throughout the pages of Scripture, these assurances, these promises that God makes, and God's promises do not fail. and God cannot lie. This is the confidence that the Christian can have as we go through this life. The invitation that I would see Jesus telling this audience today, everybody here is just about come to Jesus. I would think he would say, well, come closer. Come nearer to me. Dwell with me. Not far away from me, but allow yourself to walk with me and to be constantly in touch with me as you would your best friend or your closest family member. Come closer. Come nearer. We sing a song, Nearer to Thee, My God. By way of concluding remarks, I was reading in Timothy, where Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for those who are in authority, kings, those in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life with all godliness and reverence. This is 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2. Well, Donna came in one day and I was a little more excited than usual. I'm not usually very excited. I'm just not. But I got a little bit excited. It was these hot days we've been having, and I have to take more breaks when I'm outside. So I come in and get a popsicle or get a drink of water or something, and I turn on the television. Well, I had to turn it on, and I was happened to be on CNN. And they were interviewing this guy. His name is John Kennedy. Not John F. Kennedy, but John Kennedy. Senator from Louisiana. I said, I went to school with a John Kennedy who came from Louisiana. I wonder if it might be him. So I Googled, and sure enough, guy I knew in school, senator from the state of Louisiana, United States Senator. And I thought, I told Don, I said, I try to pray for our leaders and those in authority, but this is a man I know. I'm especially going to pray for him. And any of the leaders that we know and on a local level, and Ann's been around and she knows quite a few people on the state level, and some of you do, that you can actually pray for them because you do know them and there is that connection that you have. So whether you know the president, whether you know a king or ruler or one in authority, we should pray for them. But if you know one specifically, pray for him. Now, whether he will ever respond to me or even remember me, I doubt it, because I had to send a message to his office. And no telling how many of those people get. No telling how many people write to their congressman. Now, he's not my congressman in that sense. But things like that can get you excited a little bit. To know that maybe, just maybe, you can pray for specific people and maybe some of those requests will be heard by our Heavenly Father. They will be. And there may be a response in some way, maybe some small way. So come to the Lord if you need to. And if you already have, just come closer. And you will be blessed. Because there is no one who is a better friend than our Savior Jesus Christ. So if you'll stand, we'll sing number 601.